Anthony.
Hey, Alex.
How are you?
You're not too bad. It's the last time.
The last week that was. There are no more weeks from here.
Okay. And again, what a week.
Yeah. Oh, man. It really has been, hasn't it? I struggle to find a new way to talk about this segment every time. But the reality is that it's always been a massive week.
And there's always way too much stuff to talk about. But look, Parliament House, otherwise known as the ACT chapter of the Hellfire Club. It was in the news again.
Yes.
This time with stories of group sex and government staff wanking over female MPs' desks and distributing video. Alex, a penny for your thoughts.
Okay, well, as always, Anthony, you know that I charge more than a penny for this kind of stuff. I just want to know, what was the desk wearing? I want to know. Like, clearly it's the desk's fault. Let's blame it on the desk. But you know what? There are so many things to be upset with here. There are so many things. But I think one of the most upsetting things was some of the reactions from not just any kind of Liberal staff, but female Liberal staff who, quote, felt sorry for the bloke who got fired for this particular act. That was one of the things that really egged me on.
That was bizarre and also really disappointing. And, you know, here's the other thing about it. Strangely, you know, a desk wanking seems to trump two rape allegations because, you know, after a month of stonewalling, you know, Scott Morrison suddenly sprang into action, held a press conference, you know, and promised action. I'm not really sure what he promised.
Just action in general.
There were tears. And then he tried to deflect blame onto News Corp. With bringing up a complaint about a female staff member being harassed in the toilets. Unfortunately for the PM, it doesn't actually seem to be a real complaint.
No, and I think what it's come out is the only complaint that has any kind of relation to this was a completely different complaint, happened, I believe, last year and didn't happen in the bathroom as well. So if that's the particular complaint he's talking about, A, he's got all of his information completely incorrect. But B, did you notice how quickly that apology came?
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, this fictitious woman has got a complaint, an apology in the space of a few hours when Brittany Higgins is, you know, still working through a process, you know. But look, the PM was pushed on quotas and he said that he's open to the idea of quotas, you know, to help fix the Liberal Party. The pushback on that idea from people connected to the party was almost instantaneous. John Ruddick on Twitter said the following: "Left is doing all they can to get the Liberal Party to embrace gender quotas. Breaking news, they want to damage us. Anyway, it'll never happen. Forget ScoMo's conversion. Not one state division will go close to getting anywhere near the majority required to devalue merit."
Jeez.
There you go. So women devalue merit.
I mean, as a woman, Anthony, I feel constantly like I'm devaluing this station.
Well, one thing I'd say to John Ruddick is, the merit argument doesn't work when your side's been caught wanking over furniture.
Yeah, that's a fair point. How much merit is there left anyway?
Look, you know, one of the things that's troubled me this week is not just the performance of the Prime Minister, but the performance of the media.
Hmm.
You know, we've talked about many times how he's unsuited to this role, you know, from his response to the bushfires, complete lack of ministerial accountability, handling of climate change. You know, this is not a man who can lead the nation forward. You know, and still with this terrible performance this week, the media have been really squeamish and timid when it comes to calling out Morrison's performance for what it is. And if anyone's not sure how terrible Morrison is in the position of being Prime Minister of Australia, listen to his performance last night on A Current Affair with Tracy Grimshaw.
If you are saying that you have been aware of the enormity of this issue preceding Brittany Higgins coming out a month ago, if you've been aware of it, when tens...
At a different level. This has taken me deeper into this issue than I've appreciated before.
Where have you been?
You live with it every day. You've lived with it, I'm sure, your whole life. You have. And I'm sure
women
almost
do.
Every woman
women
has.
Do.
And this
but
is...
But you're not on an island. Or maybe you're in a bubble in Canada. I don't know. But you're not on an island. You must know. You've got a wife you love. You've got daughters. You go to school. You know, you've referenced them several times. How did you not know the depth of it?
Well, this is the difficult part of this. You understand it in a way that only you could. You know, I have a very different experience to yours, as do many men in this country.
So, Alex, what was your experience to that?
My experience to that was just the blame shifting on, and the absolute. I mean, we've spoken about the fact that Scott Morrison is constantly unaccountable. He's absolutely the kind of leader that sees a problem, steps back, waits for it to solve, comes back in. And he's clearly trying to do that here by saying, but I'm not a woman, so how can I do this?
It's amazing. Look, you know, I mean, apart from the fact he's skirting over the basic empathy, basic humanity.
Yeah.
Look, it's not my fault. You know, I'm a bloke.
Let's ride that train.
That's a great argument to run. In 2021,
in the middle of all of this.
Yeah, but look, that's enough of men with no merit. Alex, it's been a pleasure and a privilege.
Thank you, Anthony. And it's been lovely checking in on all of the many weeks that we've had together, all be them exhausting. But yes, thank you very much.
Okay.